If Reddit again start 4 lines from the bottom, try to learn Rashi and some of the Taisus. Tana Rabbonon Aseicher Asasvine V'tovolo Bachatzi Aderech. A person rented a Svine and it sunk Bachatzi Aderech. Rabbi Nosan Oymer im Nosan, he gave all the money. Lo Yitel, he can't get any money back. V'im Loy Nosan, and we'll see this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but let us the Bible learn Shitas Rashi. V'im Loy Nosan, if he didn't give all the money, he only gave half of the money. Lo Yitel. He shouldn't give the other half. So we're speaking about the second half of the journey. We're learning according to Rashi. So im nosan, if he gave, he paid for the whole trip in advance. Now the ship sunk, the yain sunk. So im nosan lo yitel, if he gave him that money, he cannot take it back. V'im lo nosan, but if he didn't give him that money yet, lo yitel, he shouldn't give him the payment for the second half of the journey. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, what is the case? Ilema b'sfina zu v'yayin stam. That means the maskir rented out this ship. And if this ship sunk, there is no other ship that he has to offer. The yayin stam, and yayin stam means that the seicher has a lot of wine to transport. So memele, if now the ship sunk, he has other wine. He still wants that. His wine should be transported. He has wine to transport. So, mitzidoi, the deal is still in existence. Amay lo yitel. So, if he gave him, so Abnosan said two dinim. If he gave him all the money, he can't get it back. So the Gemara asks, Amai lo yito, why shouldn't he get it back? Neimalei havli svinte dano maisina chamla. He says, I don't understand. I paid you money for a complete trip. I have wine to go to the ship. The ship sunk. The wine, my wine sunk also. But al kaponim, I paid you in advance money for the transportation of my wine. I have wine, and I want to transport it. So what are you going to tell me? You don't have a ship? Fine. So give me back my money. At least the second half that you didn't do, so give it back to me. Im nosan amai lo yito. So that means, im lo nosan lo yito is very good. I mean, I should pay you for the second half. You're not offering services. Why should I pay for the second half? But im nosan amai lo yito, but if he paid him, why can he take it back? That means mitzidi, the agreement is still kayim. I have wine to transport. So give me a ship and transport it. You're not doing your part of the deal, so give me back the money. Elo b'sfina stam v'yayin zeh. Now, we're speaking about that the maskir did not specify, the maskir, the whole fleet of ships, he didn't specify which ship he's going to get. He's renting him a ship. V'yayin zeh. And the seicher only had this cargo of wine to transport. Right. So now, in this case, the maskir goes over to the seicher and he says, listen, I have a ship. I have a fleet of ships. We never specified that. I gave you one ship. That ship sunk. I have a fleet of ships. So we made up. I'm mukhan to transport your wine. You don't. So give me. So pay me. Im loy nosa na mai loy ite. Name alay. That the Baal, at the master, the Baal of Spina, tell him, Havli ahu chamro, vano mai sina svinta. I have ships. So my mele, we made a deal. There was an agreement. So pay me for the second half of the journey. I'm looking to make it. You don't have wine, but that is not my problem. Omar Rav Poppe, so Rav Poppe said, so Rav Nosson's din, that Rav Nosson said that this shore that Im Nosson lo yitel, if he paid him for the whole trip, he can't take back the money. If he didn't pay him for the second half, he's not mechuyev to pay back. What is this speaking about? Lemashkachas elo besvine zu v'yayin ze. Avo besvino stam v'yayin stam chilke. Remember to see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Im nosan es aschar v'afilu kuloi. He paid him already for the whole trip. Lo yitel, he cannot ask back the money. To the Mepharish Lekamon, we'll see later, that Teveya Yodai Ala Tachtoyle. Later, the Gemara is going to say this is speaking about Svina Zul V'yayin Zed. Im Nosan Loi Yitel. Now, if it's speaking about, that it was Yayin Stam, it's Svina Zul. He paid him for the whole trip. And it said, Rav Nosson said, Im Nosson, if he paid him, he can't get back his money. It's me. He is a very strong tainer, the Omalai. Havli a Svinte Gufe, the Amrtli Svine Zu. You give me a Svine. Vano my Sine Kan Chamro. Va'oilech lemokim shehis nasi, and I'll go, you give me a ship, and I'll go to the place where we made up to begin with. Da'no yayin stam omri, I said yayin stam, and I want a ship, I paid you already, now give me a ship. Ve'kivin da'bala yayin yochala hamshil, so give me a ship, or if you don't give me a ship, so pay me back the second half of the journey, which you did not fulfill. Now, I just want to make a small diuk in the Rashi, and we'll see l'chayre, perhaps in Tosfos, we'll speak more bariches. From Rashi, it would seem, v'oilech Lemokim Sheis Nasi. I'm going to take the ship to the place where I made the Tanai. It would seem from Rashi that he rented a ship. That means he's the one, he rented a ship, the Oilech and Al, that means not the captain, the owner of the ship, was the navigator of the ship. No, he rented a ship and the person who had the wine is I'm just renting a ship and I'm, but I'll take it, lamokim she's nice. So, kaponim, that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, you're fine. So the Gemara says, no, what do you say? It's speaking about that Svine Stam V'yayin Zu. So Svine Stam V'yayin Zu, im lo'inosan amai lo'yitein. Neymalei havli ucham legufa. You give me the wine, v'no meisines vintachite. I have a fleet of ships. I'll bring another ship. Hoyul vasapon yesh biyodei lahashlim tznoi. That means we made a deal that I'm going to transport your wine. I have a fleet of ships. That ship's never sank. Oops, I have another ship. Bizem akev, and he doesn't have wine. That's his problem. Is yishalim kol haschar. Here we see from Rashi Klode, the Meduber is on the second half, that you should pay. That means I'm mukhan to deliver it. And we'll see, we made a kinyan, and so either give me wine or pay me for it. I mean, I'm aimed to deliver it. So the Gemara says, L'meshkachas lohoda rab nosan el b'yayin ze osvinizu. Rab nosan is speaking about yayin ze osvinizu. That means like this, the one who rented the ship has one ship to rent. The one who hired the ship, he only had one cargo of wine to deliver. Now, the ship went to half of the journey and it sunk. So now the owner of the ship doesn't have a ship. The owner of the cargo doesn't have cargo. Fine. So now we have two alochis. So Rav Nosson said, Im Nosson, if he paid him for the whole journey, lo yito, don't get back any money. And if Loi Nosan, if he didn't pay him for the whole journey, the shail is to pay for the second half, Loi Yitain, he shouldn't give. That was Rab Nosan's halach. So Rashi says, Elabi Yayin Ze Esfinazu. We're speaking about Yayin Ze Esfinazu. The Loi Biyad Ze Vize Lahashlam. Both of them cannot make this business venture Lamaisa. He doesn't have a ship and he doesn't have wine. Fine. But now like this. Ilka. Yad hatoiveya ala tachtoina. So the one who's asking for money, he is ala tachtoina. Da oma lehayech ano loy ma'akavne mechimaisis didoch. That means like this. So let's take one case at a time. The owner, im nosan loyito, he gave him the money for the whole journey. He gave him the money for the whole journey. The ship sunk. So now, so he comes over to me, listen, so the second half of the journey, so give me back the money for the second half of the journey. So he says, listen, you have wine? You bring me wine, I will make a journey. And what's, you're moaning for me money, you just bring me wine, I'll sell you. I'm not interested in paying you back. You gave me the money, I want to fulfill my commitment. I have the money. So, you want something from me, I'm a muzik. You want something, you bring me wine, and then you're right. Then I'll sell you a ship, and we'll go, we'll make the journey. You don't have wine, so it's because of you that the journey can't be. Even though he doesn't have ship either, but that's irrelevant. He's the muzik. You want to take away from me, you have to show me you have wine. And we'll talk business. The other way around, if he didn't pay him for the second half of the journey, and he's moaning from him, so pay me for the second half. He says, you bring me a ship. You bring me a ship, and then we'll talk business. I'll get you wine. But you first bring me a ship. Kozman, you want me to pay for the second half of the journey, you bring me a ship. But what is by Yayin Stam in Svina Stam? So that means he has a fleet of ships to rent out. He has cargo to transport. So Be'etzem, this agreement between these two people is still relevant. That means you have wine to transport. I have ships that can transport it. So now, so Rashi, so the din is Chilkim. Chilkim means on the second half of the journey, each one is a half. That means on the second half of the journey, a quarter. That means he has to pay a quarter or he has to give back a quarter. A quarter of the second half, both of them will lose. So let us see Rashi. In Kibel, if he gave him the whole, let's say he paid him for the whole journey. Let's say the whole journey was $100. He gave him $100. So if the owner of the ship has $100, Yazer Achatzi. So from Rashi it seems the first $50 is nothing but to talk about, because half of the journey was made. So there's nothing but to talk about. That's how Tosfos Rashi learned. But then that's the second half of the journey. The second half of the journey. So the Gemara says the second half of the journey, the owner of the... So if he got already $100, you give him back $25. The owner of the ship gives him back $25. Or if he only gave him $50, so the owner of the cargo should give him $25. That means the second half, they divide up the second half. Now Rashi, in Kibel, if he got the whole payment, so half of the second half he should return. Bimlei Nosan, Yitein Achatzi. Now what is the lumdus in this? Shirei Biyat Shneyem Lahashlem. That means, theoretically, this agreement means he hired a ship to transport cargo. He has cargo to transport, and he has a ship to transport his cargo. So, Lemaise, if no one is doing anything, that means no one is offering anything, so each one is being chayzer from the agreement. Each one's being chayzer from the agreement. That means he's not giving a ship, he's not bringing the cargo, both of them can do it. So pshat is, this journey is not coming about because of the default of both of them. That means you're not offering, you have ships, you have a ship's galore, you have cargo galore, so Mamela, this journey could be Lemais and Iskayim. I mean, you have ships, you have wine. So Lemaise, so if no one is offering anything, he's not off taking his cargo, so pshat is, so this journey is not coming into existence because of the fault of both of them. That means you don't want to transport his wine and you don't want to give him your wine. So therefore each one has to be mafsa dachatzi. In kibol yasachatzi, im leinos anitinachatzi, sherei biyad shneim lahashlem. V'im ya'akev, if he doesn't, v'im ya'akev, hanitva militinachatzi, I don't want to give, is yasachatzi, right? You don't want to give, so do what the agreement was. So bring your wife. You don't want to give anything, fine. So bring your wine. If you're not bringing your wine, so you are defaulting the agreement. So that's why each one has to give a quarter. Let us see Taisvis. Ilema b'yayin stam usvinozu im nosan yayin stam usvinozu im nosan. If he gave him a maila yito, why can he, if he paid him the whole money, why can he get back the money? That means, so give me back the, that means I have wine to transport, you have money, you have the money, so listen, transport my wine. If you're not transporting my wine, so you're defaulting the deal, so give me back my money. So Taisis says like this, Loi mi boi in loi nosan shelo yite. That's poshut. That if he didn't pay him, Taisis says he didn't pay him at all. If he didn't pay him at all, shelo yite. Kedoktoni. That's good. But ship him, listen, I have wine to transport, so get a hold of a ship, but that's not my headache. You're not getting hold of a ship, so give me back my money. Ela filu in nosan kva yaser viito. I feel he gave him all the money, so he should give it back. Kivin sheze yochel lahovi yayin, because the owner of the wine, he says, I have wine to transport. By me, the deal is still relevant. Vamaskir eine yochel lahovi svina zu shehisna. So memele, so we made a deal. I'm mukhan that the deal should go through. You, for some reason, can't be mekayim the deal. So fine. So give me back my money. Or do that, make the deal. Now Taisvah says, now Taisvah learns, he gets back all the money. Not a child, but a second there. He gets back all the money. V'loidomi lahoda omer la'el. Ilu atoche bois lemeise. Yeah. The Gemara says if a person hired a chamoyer and the chamoyer died in the middle of the way. So the Gemara says he has to pay for half of the journey and then he has tarumas on him. If the chamoyer died, so we see he gave me an inferior chamoyer that it was not capable of transporting my schoire. See, it's tarumas. But on kaponim, he pays him for half of the way. And the Gemara says, Asfore, what would be if he would only want to go half the way? To pay him half the way. So half the way he pays. So Taisvis asked Akasha over there before, what would be? But he wants to go the whole way. I mean, so Taisus says, "V'leidomi lo da oma la'el ilu adhoche bois lemeise. Da hosa mahani le sheyochel bakal liske mikan admokim sheyirt." So Taisus had said pshat in the Gemara before, when he hired a chamer, the chamer died in the middle of the way, so this person can now rent a new chamer. He can rent a new chamer. I mean, he's not in the middle of a desert. He can rent now a new chamer. So memele, it'll cost a little bit more, but on kaponim, he can rent a new chamer. So lemaisa, you got half of the journey you got from my chamer. If tarumis, you have to go hire now a new chamer, but we can hire a new chamer. So something was accomplished by half the journey. That means you, half the journey you got through my chamer, so pay me for half the journey, for the first half. Or Taisus says, afilu, it's speaking about you can't rent a new chamer. Taisus says another svara. You wanted to go to place number two. You want to sell your schayra over there. Now the chamer died by place number one. Look, maybe it's not such a good market, but he can sell here also. People go here also to sell schayra. So kaponim, that means my chamer accomplished that your schayra reached a destination. It's not the destination you wanted, but it's a destination. You can sell your schayra here. So therefore, he can tain it to him, you receive services from me, and therefore pay me for half the journey. That's the Gemara before. Avol hoche leshayich lemeima hochi, but over here, he rented a ship to deliver wine to the destination, and in the middle of the way, the ship sank and the wine sank. So what, you're here now. That's the way. What said, I had nothing from this. So Tosva says, so here the kasha is, so you didn't do anything. So here you have to either, if I gave you, give me back the whole money, or if I didn't give you, I shouldn't have to give you back anything. I mean, I have nothing from what was done till now. אבל אין לפורש תהוכי פוח עמי לא ייתר שכר חצי דרש להולך עדיין. But don't say pshat is that he should get back the schar of the second half, אבל שכר חצי דרש שכבר הולך נחלה שלא ייתר, that but that he shouldn't take back because half the journey, well, you won't say like I said, אם כן עוד הקטוני אם לא ינוסן לא ייתר, משמש לא ייתן כלל, אפילו שכר חצי דרך, אבל אלא כשוי, עמי לא ייתן כלל. So weiß der Reus, that לא ייתן means you shouldn't get anything, לא ייתן means you cannot get everything back, and Tosfos says, Rakel, we're not speaking about the second half of the journey, we're speaking about the whole journey. Nothing was accomplished with half a journey, so Memele, so now we have such a loche, we'll see in which case this is applicable. But if he gave, but the Rav Nosson said, if he gave the whole money, he can't take it back. If he didn't give anything, he doesn't have to give. And now we have to find what case Rav Nosson is speaking about. Okay. So the Gemara says, Elo b'svinas tam, V'yayin said, this is the second case. Svinistan V'yayin said. So the Gemara says, so the owner of the ship has a ship, he has a fleet of ships. The owner of the ship is offering, he's mukhan to, we made a deal, I'm mukhan to be mekayim, my half of the deal. So im loy nosan, amai loy yitayim, Leimolei, Havli Chamrov, and all my sinners, you bring me cargo. That means I have a ship for you, we made a deal, and give me, I have a ship. If you don't mind, Leimnosan Amai Loyitan, you should have to pay. Leimi Boy in Kvarnosan Shaloyita. So now we're talking about Svinis Tam V'yayinze. So Taisa says like this, Lo mi boim kvar nosan, if he gave him the money, shlo yito. He could keep the money. The owner of the ship can keep the money. Al afilu loy nosan loy, yesh lo seis kol haschiris. Afilu he didn't give him anything. He has a ship. Shreikona hamaskil kol haschiris b'mishichas ha-soicha. Now, I want to, the Chazonish has two stodim in this Taisvis, but let's, first we'll go, come back to this Taisvis, but let's learn the Taisvis Kipshutai. Taisvis is now trying to figure out what exactly happened by this agreement between the Bala Svina and the Baal Yayin. So Taisvis first wants to say, Shreikona hamaskir kol aschires b'mishichas ha-soicher es ha-svine. That means like this. Taisvis first wants to learn pshat nagamor, and let us just say this is pshat, that a Baal HaYayin comes over to a Baal HaSvine, and he wants to rent a ship. And it would seem from Taisvis now that he's going to drive the ship. That means he's going to drive, the one who has the wine is going to drive the ship. I want to rent the ship. And he made a meshicha on the ship. That means, and I'm renting something, you have to make a maisa kinya. So he made a maisa kinya. I rented the ship. Fine. Now, what happened? The ship sunk. Fine. So the owner of the cargo doesn't have any more wine. The owner of the Svina says, listen, you were, you were Moshech my ship. So you got a Kenyan in my ship. That means you can take my ship to transport things. You were Moshech, you owe me money. You don't have Yayin to transport. Look to Chazaynish. This is the Machlekes HaPoskim in this, but this that we zich understand. What's the din? If Reuven comes over to Shimon, I want to rent a house from you. I want to rent a house for 6 months. Fine. Rent it. Like a Kenyan, he rented it for 6 months. Fine. After a week, the Soicha dies. What is the din? So the Shita Sarajba is, sorry, he's dead. So the Yoshim, there was a rental of a property, we rented a house, and so you owe me the money. I mean, it's rented to you for 6 months. Uklara Shaila, can the Yoshim live in the house? Some the Yoshim can live in the house also. For practice. It was rented, it's rented by you. The Yoshim have their own houses, and the Soicha is dead, so, Vos Otis Samir. You rented something, you owe the rental to me. Finished. He's dead, now he's living in the Beis HaOilah. So that's irrelevant. But there was a rental for 6 months, and the rental's machayev to pay me for 6 months. So, Zuktaisvis, if this owner of the ship has a fleet of ships, that means he has ships over here. Not that there's no ship. He has ships to rent. You rented a ship for me and you made a meshicha. So you owe me money for this. You owe me money we made up here. You rented it for this journey. We made a price, so you owe me X amount of money. Now, Mitzidi, if you wanted to get a hold of other wine and transport it, I mean, you rented it, fine. I mean, you can get it. You don't have other wine, so that's your hard luck. But you owe me the money. So the kasha is, afilu loy nosan, afilu didn't pay him a penny, yesh loy losays kolas chiris. He has to pay him the whole schiris. Sherei kone hamaskir kol haschiris b'mshiches ha-soiches ha-svinet. Kiven shemazuman hamaskir l'kayim tonoi. That means if there's no ship around anymore, we'll see this. Let's say I rent a house, and the house falls in. So you can ask me schiris for 6 months? You're not selling me to a house. I mean, I owe you schiris for 6 months for a house. The house fell in, so don't ask me for schiris from after it fell in. That's good. But I'll call upon him. If I have a svina to offer you, and he made a meshicha on the svina, there was a rental on the svina, that was the whole thing. So memela, so you made a rental, you owe me the money. So im loy nosan loy yiten. Why not? You owe me the money. You should pay me the money. I mean, that was the Gemara's kasha. Now, Tosfos wants to say, who says that's the case? Now, the first case is we're speaking about that l'chayre, the Baal HaYayin was going to navigate the ship. He just rented a ship, and he's gonna take the ship to transport his wine. So Mamele, so then the Zicha, Vayim Leinosan Loyitain, you rented a ship, the ship's around, you owe me the Schiris. That's the Gemara's cash. Ayafilu Beloy Meshicha. Now Taisa says, maybe we're not speaking about he rented the ship. He rented services. He rented services. That means he does not to navigate the ship. That means I'm hiring this captain of the ship, and he should transport my wine. But now it's it's a psikis pay alim. That means I hired him. He takes it with a shift, but I'm hiring him. Ayafilo b'loy meshicha, kivin she maskir yochel lekayim tonoi. The maskir, that means you hired him to deliver. He can deliver. V'soicha eina yochel lekayim. V'soicha na nebuch is nothing to deliver. Imkein mazloi gorem. So that means it's your mazl. That means you don't have wine anymore. Havi kechayza boy. So it's just like you were chayza. That means havi kechayza boy. V'yitein loy machatzi derech shloi holach kepoil bot. So Tosfos says, so we had before Adin. What is if I hire a worker and he's working half a day, and then the employer tells the worker, a guten tag. He fires him half the day. So we had in the Gemara, he has to pay for a whole day's work. He hired him for a whole day. We had a machlokes harishonim why he has to pay. Tosfos learns atzkamid shevus. That means when you hired him, now he can't find a job. So you were mafsid him. You hired him a whole day, middle of the day. You tell him, I can't find a job. So atzkamid shevus, you made that he doesn't have a job now for half a day. So you have to pay him for this. Others learn the Mukiyosev learns Pshat that there's a king. If you hired someone for a whole day, you must have to pay him for the whole day. Not else coming, not else mouse, he counts. There's a Kenyan payalim. I started to work for you, so there's enough bachem to work a whole day. You're chayz in the middle, you have to pay me for a whole day. Anyway, but the Gemara says over there, however we learn Pshat, you don't give him full wages, you pay him like a poil bottle. On the second half, you pay him like a poil book. So the yitan loy mechatzia derech loy halach kapoil bottle. So now Tosfos had two mahalchim in the Gemara. What was the story? What is being hired? Was the ship rented? Or was the captain rented to deliver this chayre? So if the ship was rented, so it's gone poshut. So you owe me this chayres. I mean, you rented a ship. Your problems, I don't have any wine, that's your adlock. And afilu, the captain was rented, but al koponim, that you don't have any wine to, you don't have any wine left, that's mazloch gorem. So just like you were chayzer, so al kaponim, so why im leinosen layite, you should pay for the whole trip, al kaponim, half al tzapayim bottle. Yeah, the kosher, so now Tosfos asks, the amai yitin leiklal echatzi aderech shlei holach afilu kapayim bottle. Now Tosfos asks Akasha, why should he pay him on the Chatziya Derech? Kiven she'iroi oynes, that means he wasn't chayzer. The reason, I mean, he doesn't have any wine to transport anymore. So if you hire someone, and because of an oynes, he can't work, so Memele, you're potter to pay. And Tosfos makes a zushtal. Amrina Lael, Hecheda Seicha Onus, Da Osa Mitra, Dein Zorch Lashkoiso, Da Vepseide De Pa'alim, Umash Melel, Da Chol Oine She'ira, Le Balabayis, Shloi Hoyo Loi Leida, Yosem In Apailim, Ha Vepseide De Pa'alim, וחנמי על כוחך פורך שייתן אפילו שכח חצי הדרך שלא יהולך בדיני חליות עיתונים נוסן לא ייתו ומאש מנוסן כל זכו לא ייתו כבר. פרק טויסווס, why does he have to pay for the second half of the Derech. He's an onus. He's an onus. Now we have to, I'd like to mention three nekudas. Nekuda number one, Tosfos brought down a Gemara. The Gemara says, if I hired someone to irrigate my field, he's going to schlep buckets of water to irrigate my field. Fine. He comes there, and it starts pouring. It's pouring. No one knew about it. No one listened to the weather. No one knew about it. But now he's here. He doesn't have, I don't need him. And he doesn't have a job. So the Gemara says, I don't have to pay. That means if it was, I would be a pesheya, that means I listened to the weather and I knew it's supposed to be a downpour tomorrow and I told him, come. Fine. So that's a pesheya of the balabos. Why did you hire him? You know you won't need him. That's something else. But if you didn't know, he didn't know. So the Gemara says that if it's, there's no pshia from the Baila, there's no pshia of the Poyalim, so the Gemara gives us guidelines. So what happens? The Poyalim have to lose. As I state in the Gemara, Tosfos is a Gemara. So Memele, so Tosfos says, so over here, I hired the captain to deliver. Now, I have no more wine because the ship sunk. So there's no pshia mitzidi. There's no pshia, let's say, mitzad the captain. There's no pshia. Now, so why should I pay him? The Gemara says, amai lo yitain, you should pay him. Basically says like he was chayza, so you should pay him. I pay him like a pay him bottle. So the Tosfos, why should he pay me? He's an onus. And if I'm an onus, Tosfos brought a Gemara, you don't pay. That's Tosfos kasha. Now, Rabbi Kivege says he doesn't understand how Tosfos compared that Gemara to our Gemara. That Gemara is speaking about the poil that is coming. You have a drenched field. The poil can do nothing. There's no services what the poil can do. The poil was hired to water the field. It's watered already. It's irrigated already. The poil can't do anything now. So then we say, listen, you have nothing what to do. I wasn't pesha. I'm not mechuyev to pay you. Because what should I pay you for? You have nothing what to do. It's an onus. If it's an onus mitzideinu, I don't have to pay you. But here's a different story. The owner of the ship, he has services to offer. That means I have a ship. You hired me to transport. I'm looking to transport. All of us are, but you don't have any wine. So where did Tosfos see from that Gemara you don't have to pay me because you're an onus? That means you hired me for work. You hired me to do work. I'm mukhan to do the work. But now you don't have any wine, so you don't need the work. But the since I'm oimid, I have the ship and I'm oimid to transport the wine, why shouldn't I get paid? Because you're an owner, you don't have any wine. Rabbi Kivege asks on the Zustel of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos asked, Tosfos before had a pilpul, as it's speaking about, there was a psikah between the Bala Yayin and the captain, or was he Moshech the Sfina? And Tosfos seems to say, but he's an onus, he shouldn't have to pay. Frekta Chazaynish, we just mentioned before, the Shitas HaRashba is, if I rent a house, person rents a house and then he died, he has to pay for the schiras. You rented a house, now you can't, so you have to pay. So what's Tosfos kashis and onos? So the Chazanish wants to say Tosfos did not mean it was a pure schiras. Tosfos meant this was the way he hired the captain. That means we had a Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Memches, you can hire a worker by being Moshech the Kli Umnes. So Taisus all along meant that he's hiring a worker. And Taisus says, if you hire a worker and there's no work to do, so you're not mechuyif to pay. So Taisus does not understand our Gemara. Lamaise, I'm an onus, it's not my fault, you're a worker. So I'm not mechuyif to pay you. And Taisus compared this to Dolly Davla. Now, let's just see the tenets of Taisus. Betiritz Riva. The Le'el Sha'apoyelim Le'ovdu Klum. Rakshan is batu, einoisem lehem klum. Aval hocha shamaske hifsit svinosoi, kepoil botol meye islei kiven shemezumen lekayen tenoi. Now this Taisus, this Teretz of Taisus, is very, very difficult to understand. Taisus makes a whole kugel. Taisus says like this. Taisus based his kasha from a Gemara. I hired someone to irrigate my field. It rained the next day. I'm an onus, but there's no work to do. So Taisus says, so what did he lose? He lost a day's work. He lost a day's work, but he didn't lose anything. Here, he lost a ship. He lost a ship. So what if he lost a ship? But I'm an honest, you lost a ship. So the Chazainish wants to say something very interesting. When I hire a captain to transport my schoire, kol adrochim becheska sakone. That means you're hiring him, he should go on the river, on the ocean, wherever it was. You know, this is good, this is his job, he's working, but he's being machnes his svina into a sakona. So you have to read between the lines, there's a mutual understanding that, I'm hiring you to go into an ocean, to mokim sakona, so that if something will happen to your ship, I'll reimburse you. I realize this. This schiris could involve a hefset to you, so there is a mutual understanding that in this rental, that if you'll have a hefset from the rental, I'll be mishtatif in the hefset, because when I'm hiring you, I take this into consideration. So whenever I rent a person with a ship, it's only services. He's giving you his ship also, and he's putting his ship in sakana because of your transportation. So there is a mutual understanding. You have to be shtikal achoy for the ship. So the Chazanish Mutzitz, no, if that is true, so why do you pay like a poil bottle? I mean, the Taisa says you should pay like a poil bottle, you shouldn't pay the whole thing. The poil bottle, Mia Isla, you're paying for a poil bottle on the whole trip. He says, if you're paying for the trip, if you're paying for the ship, so you pay for the ship, how much the agreement was. Somehow, since this was a psyche for a service, somehow he ended up with paying like a poil bottle. So, Bekitzel, this is Shita Sataisus, this is the Ribon Shita, that the Gemara meant to ask. I mean, Taisus had a whole Megillah over here, that Be'etzim, the Baal HaYayin, if it was Yayin Zeh, he's an onus. And an onus does not have to pay a poil if for some reason the he's unable to work, and Taisus shtel detzu tzedoli davle. And so Memela, so what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe? So Taisvah says, but since it was a hefsted in the Svinah, So there is a mutual understanding that he should pay him al kaponim kepoyel bo.